Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Sorry about that delay, folks. We're just having some issues going on here on our end with no sound. So with that said, friends, do forgive me. And in the meantime, what we're going to do is try to figure out what is happening again on our end. It's very frustrating to say the least. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to go ahead and subscribe to that page, that would be fantastic. If you want to jump over on BeforeIt'sNews.com, you can do that as well. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, to say the least here. Now, folks, what I want to do is I want to get over to this content that we have, because we have Sheriff Richard Mack jumping on with us in just a couple minutes here. But I want to kind of highlight some of the things that are taking place. And due to the fact that our video is down right now, I was going to show some videos of an individual, of course, in another country. Luton's town captain, Tom Lucker, suffers a cardiac arrest during the game and promoting the match to be canceled. Okay, folks, so here we have it again. Once again, over and over and over again, friends, we have another case of an individual falling over on the field. And, of course, nobody wants to take responsibility for what's going on, regardless of the 1,000% increase in cardiac arrests with pilots alone back in 2022. So, again, folks, this is just getting out of hand. I've got some video here for you. I'm going to have to play it for you tomorrow. Again, I do apologize for anything that may be going wrong here, which obviously it is. I also wanted to highlight the fact that we now have, listen carefully, Americans, the highest number of asylum seekers cross border illegally in just one day. But they're in custody. I mean, I guess that's the good news. I mean, let's just do our best to forget about the fact that Joe Biden working with the Mexican cartel, driving them across the border. We just seen this last week. I highlighted this yesterday on Steve Bannon's show called The War Room, where they had a on-ground, boots-on-the-ground reporter friends in Mexico there, filming all these that were being driven over into America by the Mexican cartel by force. And again, as I said yesterday, I'll say it again, quote unquote, they had shared with the reporter there that they were told to come into America, and if they didn't, they would be disemboweled. Okay, and keep in mind, Sheriff Richard Mack just highlighted the fact, too, as well, that not only that, but they're also incentivized to come over here, not just for welfare, of course, but to get their $5,000 gift card, their cell phones, and along with that, friends, a plane ticket of their destination, their choice of destination. And this is stuff that you just cannot make up, friends. This is the definition of treason, to say the least. I was going to go ahead and show you something here. Again, I can't show it to you because we have no video right now. But ICE arrests MS-13 gang-affiliated illegal immigrant who has been released onto the streets over and over and over again. I just want to make clear that everybody understands what's going on here, friends. This is not a foreign country that's under attack. You're being distracted concerning what's going on over in third world countries, like I've highlighted 1.5 million times. Well, you're the ones that are under attack by your said representative government. And I got to tell you, I got pulled up right now concerning the Declaration of Independence. And, I believe that people across the United States of America are feeling that they're being threatened on every level by their said representative government. Matter of fact, when you look at the Declaration, it says, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, we can see those that are supposed to derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, the governed, they're no longer doing that, as we can all the well see. But it gives us remedy, our forefathers gave us right after making that statement, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. And I know that those are scary words for some people that capitulate at every given opportunity. And I'm talking about those that have the audacity to sit there and self-profess themselves to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. But in fact, that is the provisions that our forefathers gave us for such a time as this. And we are in it in, on so many different levels, friends. We are in on it. The other day, I'd highlighted the fact that what we're seeing in Illinois is Pritzker, that tyrant over there in the state of Illinois, he's actually giving power over to illegals to become police officers. Along with that, friends, I also highlighted, and I'll highlight it just a little bit more here for you, but Tim Brown just highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, here we go, LAPD swears in police officers who are DACA recipients and entered into the U.S. illegally. Illegally. They're not undocumented, folks. They're coming here illegally, and they're being allured into your country to plunder this country, friends, by your representative government. And it's time that the American people take their government back. So with that said, friends, I can think of no better person to bring up on the radio program here than Sheriff Mack, who's dealt with these individuals concerning the federal government back in the 90s and in the early 2000s in dealing with the corruption. But we're going to pull him up on the show here in just a moment, and we're going to ask him some real questions concerning, you know, what's the price paid? He was just here in Minnesota not too long ago. Let's ask him about how that went over for him. And just actually ask him some questions about bringing about resolve concerning the corruption that we are seeing on the front in which we all face as Americans today. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take a quick break again, and we'll be right back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Without further ado, what we're going to go ahead and do, and we are going to pull up Mr. Richard Mack here, and welcome to the show, sir. First off, how are you doing?
mostly doing really well. I'm really busy. I just did, over the weekend, the America Fest. I think a big part of that is sponsored by Turning Point, Charlie Kirk. There were a lot of big names there. The thing I was impressed with the most is that there were about 30 Chinese people there in a big, huge booth trying to get rid of President Xi, and the CCP. Here these people are standing against a very vicious and cruel regime in China, and they're making no bones about it. They want to replace Xi and the CCP, which is a very destructive organization for the world. And that is what they're saying. And I interviewed them, or at least one of their representatives, and they interviewed me. And let me tell you what, I went around the entire floor, and I interviewed people. Some I knew, some I didn't. And I interviewed people and I asked them two questions. And I told them to take only 20, 30 seconds to answer each one. And Bradley, it's this. And I'll ask you the same thing and you can wait and give me your answer. Or any of your listeners and supporters can do the same. Think about this, folks. What is the number one horrible thing happening to America today? The number one thing. And no one said mine, but actually everyone said mine. Most people said, I would say 90% of the people said the border. Mm. But I think the border falls under a bigger category, and maybe I'll answer that later. But then, what is the solution? And not very many people really had a solution. Tom Holman had a solution. He said it was getting a president back into office who had some guts.
Richard, let me ask you this. Yeah, right. Does it really come back to that at this point? Because when we look, exactly, it really falls to the people. Exactly. It falls to the people taking responsibility. I mean, here, we have 329.5 million people in this country that are standing back and allowing a small percentage of the people through the mainstream media to promulgate the lies, to browbeat us into submission to the next new thing or crisis that they create. It's time for the American people to take this government back. Richard, what say you?
But absolutely. But this is what really bothers me. Our churches have been infiltrated. Our schools have been infiltrated. Our colleges have been infiltrated. Both parties have been infiltrated. I say the White House has been infiltrated. Congress infiltrated. But this is what really gets to me, and that is. Look at all the Christians we have in this country. Mm. If the Christians, people who profess to be Christians, would simply stand up and be united, we literally could solve this at the ballot box.
Absolutely.
If they would vote these traitors out of office. But no, they're trying to be nice to us, and oh, we have to be, you know. It is absurd that we have allowed abortion to go on like it has.
Yep.
It is absurd that we've allowed $33 trillion of debt, and we keep voting for the people who do both of those.
Yeah.
We keep voting for the people who are running us into debt and kill 40 million babies.
Yeah.
That's fine. And so, Christians, where are you?
Yeah, well, that's I'm writing a book right now called The Children of the Apostate. They have departed wickedly from the Lord a long time ago, as you can well see. They're the greatest advocate to the abortion industry, to the sodomite agenda, to illegal immigration. As a matter of fact, they're the ones welcoming them into the United States of America illegally, regardless of how they come in. I mean, as if to suggest if they come in illegally, they're going to come into America and then abide by the law. That's just not going to happen. But this is what I've been up against since day one, and I know that you're my big brother here, Richard, with all due respect, but the fact of the matter is if you're looking for the church to be the moral compass of society, that's gone. That is exactly right. So we have to take the responsibility for what the majority are failing to do, because if you look at Scripture anyways, you're going to find that the Lord never uses a majority to prevail. He always uses a minority that no flesh should glory in his presence. So, and you understand our history, less than 3% of the population, 13 colonies, and 56 signers. I mean, who did they make an appeal to? It was no king but King Jesus, an appeal to heaven. And look at 250 years later, here we are. But I want to go full circle, because what I want to do is because I really want to address the language that you just brought forth. It's law-abiding. It's constitutional. It's biblical. And that's a threat to the establishment in which we're dealing with today. Not too long ago, you were just in the state of Minnesota, and you were out doing event after event after, I think you did 10 or 11 or 12 events, not just in Minnesota, but also in South Dakota. Can I ask you, you know where I'm going with this, but can I ask you, because I want you to share with the people, how many sheriffs actually stood with you concerning the tyrannical acts, even coming from the state of Minnesota here under Tim Walz? How many sheriffs appeared in support of taking an initiative to stand against what it is that we're seeing here in the state of Minnesota?
Well, usually every event, and I know for a fact that neighboring sheriffs, nearby sheriffs were invited to every event. And I did 10 in Minnesota. I zigzagged the state of Minnesota all over the place. And then I did 3 the last 24 hours in Aberdeen, South Dakota. So I landed there and we did one that night. I did one the following morning for sheriffs, and sheriffs actually showed up. And then I did a Republican meeting, a Republican luncheon. And then they took me back to the airport in Aberdeen, and I flew home. So I did 13 events in 11 days, and I had more sheriffs show up at one meeting in South Dakota than the whole 10 events in Minnesota.
Yep.
So I will tell you right now, two sheriffs showed up in 10 events in Minnesota. And I will tell you, flat out, most of them have admitted to me that they were being cowardly, not showing up, but they thought it was the best thing for them to do politically so that they could keep their pensions and keep their jobs.
That's right.
And so I told one sheriff that you know, I told one sheriff, so you're willing to compromise the liberty of the citizens that put you into office to keep your pension and your job. And
he responded accordingly. Yeah, he capitulated. Yep. And we've seen this over and over and over again. So I would just lay to the people's candor, listen what's going on here, because if you're waiting for your sheriffs in the state of Minnesota to stand up for you and fight off the bad guys, you've got another thing coming, because as Richard Mack just said, they care more about their pensions. They care more about their careers. That was one of the words that was used, Richard, was their careers. Now, can I be so bold and ask you as to why it was that they capitulated? Do you want to share that information with everybody?
Sure. Once it was announced publicly that I was coming to Minnesota, several national groups started sending emails to all public officials in the Capitol, started sending them hate mail about me and our organization to all the sheriffs in Minnesota. And mostly the sheriffs know these people are lying. Most of the sheriffs know that these were a pack of lies. I even asked a couple of sheriffs in Minnesota, oh, yeah, we know those are lies, but we're still not coming.
Yep.
So I said, you're letting the liars win. Yes.
That's why we say the media knows how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth, and therein lies the problem. And yet you have 94% of those people that say they don't believe the media. Well, what they're doing is adding strength to tyranny by giving way to their lies, and it's exactly what we're seeing across this country, Sheriff. I want to ask you really quick. I got a break in 1 minute. I want to pull you up for a second segment here. Back in the 90s, you took on the federal government. Can you give us a quick download right before the break as to what took place there and the victory that you actually took on to get back to the American people, namely your constituents?
Well, this was the first time in American history this ever happened, and it hasn't happened since. The sheriff stood up to the federal government and sued them. They tried, pursuant to the Brady Bill, a gun control law, to commandeer the office of sheriff nationwide and have the sheriffs enforce this federal bill, this federal legislation, this, I hate to call it a law, and they wanted us to enforce it, and if we didn't, they would arrest us. And we took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and we kicked the Clintons' butt.
Amen. Amen. Well, then that's obviously why you're a hater, because the haters hate the law that exposes them for their crimes. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Sheriff Richard Mack with us, and happy to have him. We'll be right back on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA News Update. The government in Iceland says in a statement it does not believe this week's volcano eruption will present a threat to life. Authorities say lava flowing from the volcano south of Reykjavik appears to be moving away from a nearby town. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there's a new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital hit the social media giant X yesterday. In it, the hospital manager detailed how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle against Israel. Former President Trump's attorneys will quickly appeal a state Supreme Court's ruling to remove his name from the presidential primary ballots in Colorado. Corey Myers, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're broadcasting into 159 cities on Genesis Communication Networks. You have made us the number one and the number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We know why. Because of the people that we have on the show, the information that we're divulging to the population is what is needed. I mean, we're telling people what they want, they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. And that's why you're making us the number one show. And I totally appreciate that. And again, Americans are looking for resolve, and if that's the truth of the matter, then folks, let's bring it. And that's why we brought our friend Sheriff Richard Mack back on with us. Richard, I want to ask you some questions, if you don't mind, and then I want to go full circle and go back to the immigration issue. What are your thoughts about what's going on in California and Illinois under Newsom and Pritzker, where they're actually taking the illegals in, and then they're training them up and then empowering them to be police officers in the United States? We're talking about illegals here.
Yeah, and we've actually been doing that for some time. And I talked to the Asian people that are trying to get rid of the CCP, and they brought this up as well. In my first book, From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns, I wrote that in 1994. We talked about the Chinese police who have a Chinese CCP police department in New York and in Los Angeles.
Yep.
That's been there since 1994 and a little bit before, and they keep getting bigger. Why do we have communist police in our country? When they were asked the question, the federal government who invited them here, or whoever did, which obviously had to be the feds, said it was because they're working Chinese gangs and Asian gangs in America. What, we can't do that on our own?
Yeah.
And we can't hire Asian Americans to do that? We need communist police officers here who, first of all, aren't enforcing our laws, and they don't answer to us. They're here on their own agenda. So now, of course, what do we do, Bradley? Of course, we hire illegal aliens. What? Are they going to start going after illegals in America?
Exactly.
This is an absolute outrage. It's a joke. And the bottom line is, when I talked to Rabbi Wallachy, he said the same thing. The border is the biggest problem. It's the most horrible thing going on in America. And he said, it is what's happening at the border and all of the cartels and international terrorists and Russians and Chinese and whoever else, whoever wants to come into our country is coming, and they're here. And our enemies are here by the hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
And they say, well, what are they waiting for? Well, your question is correct. It's not a matter of if, it's when they attack us, and it's going to be a doozy.
Well,
so,
yeah,
folks, this is the thing. Our own government, our own White House, our own president is allowing our enemies to come in, and not only that, he helps fund them by buying up their gasoline and oil.
Yep.
And that is billions of dollars that he keeps helping international terrorists with, and countries that promote international terrorism.
Well, then what begs the question, Richard, is what is the definition of treason? I mean, that fits the bill perfectly.
Joe Biden is the consummate definition of treason.
Amen. And I'm looking at it right now, the offense of attempting to overthrow the government of the state to which the offender owes allegiance, or of the betraying of the state into the hands of a foreign power. It doesn't get any more blatant than what we're seeing today. And you're on the border. You're on the border. What are your thoughts of the sheriff down there, Mark Lamb, when he had did a little video, was I believe it about a week and a half ago, where he shared with the people that they're giving away $5,000 gift cards, the government is, with cell phones and plane tickets to their destination of choice. I mean, this is insane.
Bradley, you said it before, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't.
The truth is stranger than fiction. And I totally trust Sheriff Lamb to tell the truth about all of this. He hasn't done as many investigations as I would like to see him do, especially on election fraud. But he knows what's going on at the border. Part of his county goes down to the border, and that's a Native American reservation that goes from Pinal County down to the border. His county is basically one county away from the border. But like I say, he has the reservation that reaches the border. My county, where I was sheriff, was one county away from the border. Cochise County, which is Wilcox, Bisbee, Benson, all of that right there near the border, we're just north of that county. And it's mind-blowing how this problem has blown up America. And so get this. This is your Joe Biden. This is Joe Biden. And the biggest liar in the country is his wife, Jill Biden. But we'll save that for another time. We have a proliferation astronomically of sexual exploitation of children happening at the border. And human trafficking of children at the border. And human trafficking of others. Doesn't matter how old you are. So human trafficking and sexual exploitation of children has gone up exponentially at the border, and drugs have gone up tenfold. And there's now enough fentanyl in America to kill every one of us 10 times over.
Yep.
And this is what your administration, I'm talking to Democrats and I'm talking to people who still support this president, who still support this traitor, that he has done this, and then with all of that going on, what does he go do? He goes to a climate change or global warming conference. This man is so out of control. Obviously, he's not capable of taking responsibility for his actions because he's not mentally capable of doing so. But we are capable,
Amen.
And we need to take this government back.
Amen. And that's one of the things that I kind of teed up the show with, was what it says in the Declaration of Independence. And when I think about all the provisions that have been given unto us and examples that have been given unto us, I mean, we're way overdue for actually taking responsibility with what's, what we're seeing transpire right in front of our faces. I believe more than anything that the American people somehow or another believe, Richard, that we're talking about a third world country here, because they still act like it's not. No, seriously, they still act like it's not happening, and it's very offensive. But one of the things that I highlighted concerning the Declaration of Independence was that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute the new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in form as to them that shall seem most likely to affect their safety and their happiness. What do you suspect, as a lawman right on the border, what do you suspect it's going to take for the American people to actually stand up and respond to what's going on here?
It'll be something that will make a response too late.
Amen. Amen.
They'll wake up.
Yep.
But it'll be too late.
Yep.
And folks, I'm telling you right now, you better have an independent supply of food for yourself and your family. You better have ammo and guns. An independent water supply for you and your family. And I'm asking every one of your listeners to join us at CSPOA. Every American citizen can become a member of our posse at CSPOA.org. CSPOA.org. Join us, make a donation, become a part of the solution, because this solution is going to move forward, the Minnesota sheriffs notwithstanding.
Amen. Yesterday I had Alex Kaledin on. He's the guy that's being suspended for actually exposing voter fraud in your state. Are you aware of this? Are you aware of him? Can you shed some light on that a little bit? Because you kind of have that, I'm not sure what to say about that, or do you know what to say about that?
Well, I know what to say about all election fraud. The liars and the commies keep the talking points and the propaganda scheme and the brainwashing. They're saying over and over and over, there is no election of fraud in America.
Yeah.
And yet, dozens of arrests. And now that you have two judges that have suspended two elections because of election fraud, I think you could pretty much say there's election fraud in America, because that's not even a fraction of what really took place back 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago, and the last 20 years, election fraud. As soon as we went to counting ballots by computers, I guarantee you there was a lot of election fraud. And it's happened for both sides.
Oh, yeah. It's to me, it's bewildering that the people would actually believe this, and which, by the way, goes back to something that you had just said about how people reelect these people. I don't believe that these people are being reelected. I mean, we have massive voter fraud. HeritageUSA.org just did a report from, I believe it was 2022 to 2023, all the people that have been busted in the act of voter fraud. And the mainstream media is telling the people that what we're telling them is completely untrue, yet they're behind bars right now for voter fraud.
Yeah, there's hundreds of people that have been arrested.
Yeah, it's incredible to me. And again, that's where I believe, and I believe that's how they're being reinstated, is through voter fraud. I know it's
back to Alex. Yeah. Anyone who's tried to stand and point out election fraud have been attacked by public officials, police, sheriffs, and the FBI. They go after people who point
that's
out
right.
the truth.
Yeah. Can I hold you over for another segment, or are we good?
No, sure. I'll stay as long as
Let's do it, Richard. Having too much fun here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We will again be right back on the other side of this hard break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity, it sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, talking with Sheriff Richard Mack here, and we're honored to do so. And we appreciate you, guy. I really do. And when I say you're my big brother, that does not come lightly. I totally appreciate what you've done in the past.
I would like to clarify one thing.
Sure.
Politically, I believe that Donald Trump deserves another chance because he has been so ruthlessly and relentlessly attacked. I don't quite understand all the attacks, but it's obvious the left and the deep state and a lot of people who I really have disdain for don't want him in office. I'm not sure I understand all that. But as far as presidents go, he's been one of the best we've had in a long time. But as far as constitutional politicians, he was kind of average. But, you know, if it does make any difference who is in the White House, then I hope he gets back in. He was good on inflation. He was good on the border. He was good on foreign relations. And what I really liked about him, he told all politicians of both parties, of both major parties, and the press, where to hang it. And I really liked his brash comment towards the mainstream media and other politicians.
Amen. Well, here, let me say this to that, if I can, because I want to ask you a couple more things. I only got you for about another 8 minutes here.
Okay.
You do know, if you go to ballotpedia.com, that there's over 1,000 other presidential candidates.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know that. Exactly. There's over 1,000 other presidential contenders, and what we keep going around in the circle with, and everybody complains about the establishment, but they keep taking the feed from the establishment. There's legitimate candidates out there that we're not hearing a word from. You know Michael Peruca, am I right in saying that?
Oh, I know him very well. He's my brother.
Oh, okay, well, there you go. So Michael Peruca, he was one of those guys that had come out back in the early 2000s, I believe it was 2004, running for the presidential candidacy for the Constitutional Party.
Constitutional Party, yeah, I was aware of that. I had voted for third-party candidates before.
Yeah. Well, the point that I was going to make, though, Richard, is the fact that when he went to D.C., Michael had told us that when he went there, a reporter came up to him and said, well, who are you? He goes, well, my name's Michael Peruca, and he said, I'm running for the candidacy, the position of the president through the Constitution Party. And the reporter said back to him, he said, I never heard of you. And Michael said, in his understanding, of course you didn't hear from me, and of course you don't know who I am, because they don't want you to know who I am. And that's the problem that I have across the boards, and it's not just when it comes to the president. It comes to all these other puppets that are thrown out there. We call them the clowns in the circus of politics that are doing what they're told. They're not representing the Constitution. They're not upholding the law. They're doing their best to tear them down. And I am, like I said, I'm quite frankly sick and tired of it. You know, I got a lot to fight for. I know you got a lot to fight for. You know, one of the things that you had said concerning the church in America today, I do want to address that really quick, because what I see is a majority of the 86% that call themselves Christians, Richard, no. It's a lack of Christianity. And nobody rebuked them religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. And that's why he was crucified. I've seen this up on the hierarchy in the evangelical. I did an event. Well, I was actually called to this meeting with all the evangelicals. This was just last June. And if I said their names, you would know all of who they are. And when we started to talk about what the word said and what the law said in bringing that about in the culmination, they didn't want to hear about the result, because if you look at their numbers, they got too much money to lose. And that's what we are dealing with. And that's what I've been dealing with for the last 24 years.
I would like to answer my own question now. What's the worst thing going on in America? One person said it's the churches, and it's we have forgotten God. And I totally believe that, and I know you do. I'm kind of looking a little bit beyond that, because obviously Jesus Christ is the solution. Brotherly love and getting rid of hate, obviously, to get rid of hate with love. But my political answer to that one is the utter corruption of Washington, D.C., the utter corruption that has infiltrated our churches, infiltrated big pharma, big corporations, the White House, politicians. And I will say this, Washington, D.C., United States Congress, and the White House are totally and utterly corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of the problem. That's why the solution is taking back America county by county and state by state. And yes, we all need to repent, and we need God to heal our land and to heal our hearts. Yes, but I'm telling you, as far as voting or donating money to people running for offices in Washington, D.C., do not donate to anyone that's running for federal office. Focus on a good mayor who's constitutional, which we have out here in Gilbert, Arizona. We have a very good guy running for mayor, solid, solid constitutionalist, and we've got a good guy running for Maricopa County Sheriff, which used to be Joe Arpaio. Now, hopefully, it's going to be Jerry Sheridan. The horrible sheriff has just resigned in Maricopa County, and now we're all trying to get Jerry Sheridan elected. And again, I'm working with numerous sheriff candidates all across the country. And yes, folks, I need your help. CSPOA needs your help. Please donate at CSPOA.org.
Okay, so I want to address that, because I thought it was probably too premature to bring about this sheriff that you're talking about, who's taken an absolute stand concerning federal agencies, which for the most part they're unconstitutional anyways. But
correct.
Can we talk about him, or is that premature, Richard? Can you go ahead and highlight him for a moment?
You mean Jerry Sheridan, who's running?
Yes.
For sheriff? Yeah, I mean, obviously he's got a candidate running against him in the primary. He's got a Democrat waiting to run against him in the general. But he served as the undersheriff under Joe Arpaio. I knew him then. I know him even better now. He's running in the third largest sheriff's office in the country, fifth largest county in the country, in Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona area. And he's running on a constitutional platform. Again, that's Jerry Sheridan. If you want to donate directly to him, go ahead. But you can donate it to us, and we'll get it to him.
Is this the guy that you had told me?
I personally donated to him already, and I will do it again, and I have endorsed him publicly.
Is this the guy that you just told me about on the phone a couple days ago about just putting everybody on notice?
Now, no, that's another sheriff out here.
Okay, is that premature to talk about him?
He has to wait. Because he's got a lawsuit coming up in January.
Okay.
But I will let you have a lot on him come January.
Okay. Real quick, I got you for three more minutes. These alpha organizations, these federal agencies that have been created, the ATF, the IRS, the FBI, the list goes on, the CIA, are they constitutional, Richard Mack?
No, they are not.
That's right. Okay.
If you look at the 10th Amendment, which is what I sued the federal government on, it says the powers, which means all the powers not delegated, and that's a key word. The states delegated, we delegated these authorities, but we delegated the assignments to the federal government, which are, in my Supreme Court case, it says they are discrete and enumerated, which means you can go through and list, you can number them, the powers given to the delegated to the federal government. Other than that, they are reserved to the states or to us, the people.
Amen. Amen.
And so there is no provision whatsoever for these alphabet agencies to exist, especially Department of Education, Department of Labor, Department of Transportation. Those are all a joke. The IRS, especially the IRS, that is the worst one. They're evil. They are a bunch of bullies. They live on intimidation and threats. And that the Republicans and Democrats have allowed that agency to continue to harass and oppress the American people with such indignant and horrible criminal activity. Blame, folks, the Democrats and Republicans for the IRS abuse.
Amen. We got 1 minute. What would you say to the people to encourage them and then go ahead and give a shout out as to how people are supposed to come check you out, sir?
Folks, the real solution, obviously, is spirituality, and that we pray that Jesus Christ will interfere and come to our aid. But we have to be working, and you must focus your attention county by county and state by state. Focus on your mayors. Focus on your city council. Focus on your school board, and focus on your constitution. We do this. I do this full time, as Bradley can tell you. And folks, we need your help. Join us at CSPOA.org. Become a part of the solution with us.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Richard Mack, folks, again, we totally appreciate you, and we will talk at you soon.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.